Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love this, man. It's 7:06 on a Thursday evening. We're going to talk football with Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, on the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. And up on one of our television sets, I just saw his wife, Sloane, sitting there with Leah B. Olsen getting ready to do color for the and play-by-play for the Minnesota Lynx and Seattle Storm. Matthew, this is awesome, man. You on the radio and your wife on TV.
Yeah, she's doing TV tonight. Normally she is on the radio, but she's filling in for Marnie, so it's been good. I mean, what a season, you know, for her to be calling Minnesota Lynx. I just can't believe how good that team is. They were without Nafisa Collier for 7 games. They won 5 of them, including a couple of games against the New York Liberty. I mean,
yep.
It's been a wild ride for them.
Hey, before we talk football, just for a second with the WNBA, because you're a big fan, I'm a big fan, and I'm a fan of Sloane. I'm a big Sloane Martin supporter. When you look at this season with the WNBA, one of the things that people are starting to talk about right now is who is the MVP. I know that the betting favorite is Nafisa Collier, and I think that she should hopefully win the award. I think that there's a question, though, about whether she will, though, with the way that Asia Wilson is performing and the fact that they, like, if Las Vegas wins out, I think she might win it. Like, they won 12 in a row.
It's been crazy because Asia Wilson, after losing by, I think it was 53 points to the Lynx,
yeah.
Asia just decided absolutely enough of this and has gone ballistic since then in that win streak that you mentioned. I think, was it last night? She had 34.
Yes, she had 34.
I had this number the other day that she's averaging like 27-13 with 5 assists or something during this run. It's been absolutely crazy. The case for Nafisa Collier was definitely hurt by her missing some games with an injury. That, I think, has probably knocked it down a little bit and closed that gap. But I think if you're the Minnesota Lynx, you're probably like, hey, aren't we running away with the league and she's our best player? I mean, when you have a team that is, what, 6 games ahead of the next best team by point differential, they're almost doubling up the next best team in the entire league.
But their record, but they have a winning record without her, and the Aces don't.
Yeah, which I don't know. Like, they survived those games, right? But then when Fee came back against Indiana in a tough game against Indiana, she went crazy and shot 70% from the field, scored 30 points. I mean, she really, I think, is the most complete player probably in the entire league. And missing some games does close that gap for sure. So I don't know. I mean, like, right now, if you're having to make that vote, I don't know who to give it to, but I would tend to.
Who's the best player in the league? Who's the best player in the league right now? I would say I think Asia Wilson is the best player in the league right now.
I think it's probably 1 and 1A. I mean, if you look at the number, there is no more efficient player than Nafisa Collier. I mean, maybe you could argue that Collier has a better team around her than Asia, where Asia's aces were supposed to be good with Jewel Lloyd, but that move went bust on them, so Asia's had to kind of take over. But I also don't want to ding Nafisa Collier for an unbelievably efficient season where she's at the top of the league in every statistical category just because she's got people who help, right?
Yeah.
So if we go tie goes to the better team, I would go Fee. But if you were doing an all-player draft and you said you could take anyone, I would have to sit there for a long time with Fee versus Asia Wilson because I really think it's that close.
No question. I think that they're like you said, 1A and 1B. I totally am in agreement on that. I do disagree with you about efficiency, though. And this is, I'll have to look up the analytics on this, but in my opinion, just from the eye test, and I've said this even going back to college, arguably one of the most efficient basketball players that I have ever watched, both men's and women's, is Paige Bueckers. She's unbelievable. Like she just...
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about efficiency. Like, she shoots the ball well. She assists. She doesn't turn the ball low. Like, she is amazing. I'm talking about just as a bad... Put the guys in there, too. She is unbelievable, man. Oh.
Yeah. No, yes. I completely agree that in the WNBA, it's really, really difficult for guards to score off the dribble because there's so many. Like, think about the players we were just talking about. We didn't even mention Alyssa Thomas, who is a triple-double machine. There's so many superstars that are 6'1 and bigger in the W. It's kind of always been that way. Maya Moore, Candace Parker, right? For Paige Bueckers to be, and I know she's not short, but to be a guard and a ball-dominant player and be able to shoot from mid-range the way she does, three-point, the fact that she doesn't turn the ball over is absolutely nuts as well for someone who's got the ball in her hands so much. And when that team finally gets its stuff together after this year, they sign some free agents and so forth, you're going to see her really take off, which is crazy because she's had one of the best rookie seasons that we've ever seen.
Well, listen to this. Let me give you a pretty amazing stat. This is most games with 5+ turnovers by a first-year player that's averaging 5+ assists. So we're talking about this player is averaging 5+ assists, and how many games that they've had with 5+ turnovers in their rookie season. Dawn Staley had 7. Teresa Witherspoon had 6. Sue Bird had 8. Caitlin Clark had 31. 31!
Yeah.
Guess how many for Paige Bueckers?
I'm going to guess 3.
0.
Oh,
that's amazing!
That's a great stat, Henry. That's a great stat.
That's amazing. That's truly remarkable. But that just speaks to how talented this young woman is. But anyway, we could talk WNBA all day long. Me and you could do this. Let's talk Minnesota Viking football, and we'll start with the obvious question of, was there anything that surprised you? And now we'll get to Adam Thielen here in a second. Anything surprise you, though, with any of the wave, you know, the transactions leading up to the cuts?
I mean, not really. Like, when we get into, you know, I saw fans getting, like, deep into the weeds of why did they cut outside linebacker 4 or something who ends up on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy, if he has to determine your season, you then a lot went wrong. I will say that the Harrison Phillips trade did come as probably the biggest surprise by far. I was certainly not shocked that they got Carson Wentz instead of Sam Howell because I watched Sam Howell and it was just not going well at any point that he was a Viking. But Harrison Phillips, I thought that they would just appreciate his leadership and his run-stuffing ability and whatever. But as the offseason went along, I mean, I guess I should have made more note of this, that it looked like they had Hargrave and Allen working together a little bit more. And Phillips, even when they were doing the joint practices, was bumped down and was working on the second team a bit. But I just thought, well, maybe they're trying out different combinations. What it sounds like from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell today is just that Jalen Redmond straight up outplayed him. And the fact was that they had so many defensive tackles that they liked. The guy that they drafted, Ty Ingram Dawkins, Elijah Williams, the HBCU all-star standout that they signed after rookie camp that, you know, we thought, oh, well, good story that he actually got here to the NFL after being at Morgan State. And then what? This guy's kind of a beast. So I think they had so much talent there that they just decided, We can't pay Harrison Phillips $9 million and $9 million next year to play 400 snaps because we like all these other guys and they decided to make that move. But I was a little bit surprised to see that. I think everything else was pretty much chalk, I would say.
All right, we're talking to Matthew Carlo, the Purple Insider, here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. Adam Thielen, that was a story that broke yesterday. He returns to the Minnesota Vikings in a trade with the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are going to receive a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 fourth-round pick, while the Vikings get Thielen, a conditional seventh-round pick in 2026 and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Your thoughts on the trade? And the Vikings are going to pay the remainder of his salary.
Yeah, I think this was a trade where the Vikings really needed to make it happen. This was one where, especially since it got out to the public that it was being discussed, it would have been very disappointing for many if they had gotten out their number 19 jerseys and then had to put them back in the closet. But I also think it had to happen because of where they're at as a wide receiver group. The fact is that, you know, after Justin Jefferson, Jalen Naylor has been banged up, and even if he is 100% for week one, that's not somebody that I really trust still. I think he's a nice role player, but that's about it. And then you go past that, and you're going, all right, Ty Felton, late third-round draft pick. I think has a lot of potential, but I don't think he's ready to do this yet. And then it's undrafted free agents. It's Tim Jones. It's Lucky Jackson. I mean, this is just a lot of guys that you don't want actually playing football games. And Adam Thielen has 151 catches over the last 2 years and has caught over 75% of the passes that were thrown his way by Bryce Young, who, by the way, was not good in his first 2 years, yet when he was throwing to Thielen, he was pretty good. So I think he can really help J.J. McCarthy. He's thrown with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason. He knows the offense. He could still play. I mean, if you look at the other options, woof, Kendrick Bourne, K.J. Osborne, Brandon Powell, like, there just were not a lot of other options other than Thielen that would have, I think, given you anywhere near what he can still give.
Any surprise that J.J. McCarthy named a captain earlier?
No, not at all. I think that J.J. McCarthy last year, there were some guys talking in the locker room last year about how J.J. McCarthy had already kind of had that vibe to him of, like, making the team his own. Even when he was QB2 behind Sam Darnold, it felt like it was becoming J.J. McCarthy's team already. That's one of his best assets. Leadership, communication, being, you know, having command of the offense, leading the huddle and all those things. I mean, I just think it was a major reason why you draft him is because he's going to be a 22-year-old captain right from the outset. I don't think it was performative. I don't think it was like, oh, whatever, we have to make the quarterback a captain. I think that he earned that over training camp. And if there were doubts about whether he could, you know, take control of the offense, I think he put those to bed during the joint practices. But of course, you know, you got to go play the games. But I think it really is reflective of the training camp that he had.
Hey, what about the price for Thielen? Was there anything with regards to the trade, like in terms of the price of what you were going to give up to reacquire him that kind of said, Carolina got the better of this or the Vikings got? I mean, I know the Vikings were in a spot where they needed to add a wideout, but the bottom line, what'd you think of the transaction itself?
I think that the Vikings wanted to pay less than that. I think that their initial offer was nowhere near what Carolina wanted. And you remember Carolina traded a bad wide receiver last year for a fourth round draft pick to Dallas, who I know Dallas is insane, but still, like, they were going to get some equivalent of in that ballpark for Adam Thielen. And it feels like a deal where Carolina said, you need this more than we need this, so you better pay our price or it's not happening. And the Vikings eventually had to say, okay. But then when you look at the price at the end of the day, they got a fifth round pick for Sam Howell in a trade. And then it's a swap from a fourth to a fifth. Like, let's not lose the forest through the trees here, folks. We're talking about late day three picks that get used on, I don't know, Jalen Holmes or something. Like, you know, it wasn't this huge price that was paid. I think the GMs and the teams play little games with each other of who won the trade or who didn't. I think everybody got what they wanted out of it, though.
All right, last thing for you. Your thoughts on this speaking of Dallas Cowboys, Parsons going to the Green Bay Packers. Now we got to deal with Parsons in the division. What did you think of that? Because when you look at the price tag, I think that the Packers stole him.
Yeah, yeah. You know that meme that's like, not great, Bob? Like, that's the whole NFC North. Not great, Bob. I mean, not only did the Packers, they did steal him. They're going to have to pay him a lot of money.
So that's
their
fine.
Window now is a little bit like they better do it, you know, this year or next year, because after that, the quarterback and Parsons are going to be crazy expensive. But in the short term, they went from a team that I thought had a lot of good players, not a lot of great players, to, wow, now that defense that finished sixth in the league last year in points allowed just got one of the superstars of the NFL. And I just think, like, how is Jerry Jones still allowed to be an owner? The guy, this is complete lunacy. Two first-round picks for that guy, completely worth it for a team that definitely thinks it's going to win in the short term. So, yeah, not great for the Vikings. I don't think that it would change my win total for the Vikings. I usually think the Vikings will probably split with the Packers, but if three teams in the NFC North made the playoffs, I don't think anybody would be surprised after this.
Hey, let me ask you – I lied. Let me ask you one more question. What player in their second year with the Vikings – you think takes a step forward, whether it's somebody that was a rookie last year or a veteran player that's in year number two with the Vikings? Who do you think takes that step forward? Because a guy that I have my eyes on is Dallas Turner, but I haven't been to training camp as much as you have.
Well, Dallas Turner was going to be my answer for sure, because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot more opportunity for him this year. He was behind some veterans last year, and now I think after what I've seen in camp, I think they're really going to use him on the field at the same time as Van Ginkle and Grenard. I think they're going to rotate a lot more. I was impressed by just his improvement of his body. Looked like he put on 20 pounds of muscle. Looked like he took the offseason very seriously. He worked out with Jonathan Grenard, and you could really tell. So there should be high expectations for him. But, you know, this is a team with a lot of veteran players where if guys are just the version of themselves that you expect – then they're going to be a pretty darn good team. And if there's a guy who I think could suddenly end up on the national radar more than he was when he was acquired, it's probably Jordan Mason, because I was very, very impressed by Jordan Mason. And if you're going to beat the Packers with Micah Parsons, you're going to have a run game for sure, because that's kind of his only weakness a little bit. And I think the Vikings at least are better, much better equipped to face that than they were in the past with Jordan Mason.
Sounds good. All right, hey, Matthew, always a pleasure, man. Let's get these links to another victory tonight here at Target Center.
All right, sounds good, Henry. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Kotler, the Purple Insider. Check out the website. Joins us each and every Thursday evening right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up next, let's do Bite of the Night. That's next year on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so the bite of the night is from a couple of days ago, and it involves an appearance of the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Who, man, you listen to this guy speak, he gets it. We know that Chicago, like many other cities, they've had their issues with gun violence and crime and stuff like that, whatever. And I think he's doing actually a really good job of turning the tide of things that have been happening in Chicago for quite some time. The topic of Trump sending in troops or sending in the National Guard and stuff like that into his city has come up off of the conversation about Washington, D.C. He was on with Joe Scarborough on The Morning Joe on MSNBC, and he is talking about what he believes it's going to need to take and that, quite honestly, we need to invest in the right things. Take a listen.
We are working hard to make sure that our police department is fully supported. I don't believe that just simply putting out an arbitrary number around police officers is the answer. What I'm saying is policing and affordable housing. It's policing and mental and behavioral health care services. It's policing and youth employment. It's a full package. Of course, we want to make sure that our police department is fully supported. That's why I've invested in our detectives bureau, because what we have seen in the city of Chicago, when we solve crime, it acts and serves as a deterrent. It's policing and all of the other efforts that we're doing. Here's the last thing that I'll say to that. The federal government could work stronger to coordinate with my police department to get guns off the streets of Chicago. We've seen these efforts work just a couple of weeks ago. The ATF working with my police department, we removed over 150 guns off the streets of Chicago that were trafficked in through Mississippi and Indiana. No one is saying that police officers don't play an incredible role in driving safety. They play an absolute pivotal role in that. But we have asked law enforcement to do too much. Police officers are being asked to be social workers, counselors. What I'm simply saying is, if we're going to build safe and affordable cities across America, the one thing that safe communities all have in common, they invest in people. We have a poverty issue in the city of Chicago and cities across America. Police officers alone will not put food on the table. Police officers alone will not guarantee a high quality education. Police officers alone won't drive down unemployment. We need all of it. The President of the United States of America and the federal government could restore Medicaid. They could restore SNAP. They could stop defunding our public education system. Here's the most important point here. Justice Brandeis, over 100 years ago, the first Jewish American to sit on the Supreme Court, he said that we could either have a democracy or wealth in the hands of the concentrated few. But we cannot have both. We are fighting for our democracy and our humanity right now. This president's nescience of the Constitution will leave irrevocable harm on posterity. That's why, as mayor of the city of Chicago, we are standing up to tyranny, and American cities across this country are doing the same.
I think that the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, is spot on. And when I say spot on, I'm talking about when he says that we are putting too much on police officers, I agree with him. We are acting as though police officers have the ability to do every single thing. This is not true. Like, we should not. Police officers need help. So whenever we talk about crime and issues with crime and violence prevention, it's always more police. It's not just more police. That's not the answer. That's just a bunch of gobbledygook. It's got to be more than that, because we need to be more supportive of police by supporting them with other aspects of people in society that can uplift them.
You have to give them resources.
Yes.
People are not, at the end of the day, they're just a vessel. They are not the solution. But it's a talking point. We're going to put more police out there. We're going to put ICE. We're going to do all of this. This equals safety. No, it doesn't equal safety. It equals chaos. What you need to do, like you said, supplement and use all of these resources in sync with the police officers. And
have it defined what they need to do, and then also be able to supplement and help them with what they are not experts in.
Yeah,
I can't expect every single police officer to be an expert in mental health.
Well, and you know, when they were deployed out to Los Angeles, National Guard's like, we don't know what to do. We're out here. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
Have you seen the images in D.C.?
Yes, I have.
They're just walking around picking up trash.
They have no idea what they're doing.
Like, that's not that. What are we doing?
There's got to be a purpose. The purpose is to curb crime.
Picking up trash?
Crime doesn't need to be curbed.
Man.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But that is the narrative that is being fed. And for the people that are not actually understanding what's going on, they're taking it at face value when really there's more than that going on.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And, well, in the world of sports, sexism, it's rearing its ugly head. We get to that next year on the Lake Show. One of my favorite television broadcasters has been demoted. And I don't think it's because they're doing their job less or any worse. They haven't taken a step back. I just think it's because enough men have been vocal, have been complaining.
I don't want to hear her.
But Doris Burke has been demoted by ESPN from the finals broadcast team in favor of Tim Legler. And in my opinion, this is just all about guys complaining about listening to a woman broadcast men's basketball in the postseason. That's it. Doris Burke doesn't suck. She's really good at her job. That's why she got elevated to the job in the first place. And she's not doing it any worse than 2 years ago or whenever. It's just that you just have, and we've always had this, individuals that say, I don't want to hear a woman talk sports. I don't want to, like, and we've heard more of that over the course of the last year with her. And it just, I think it's sad. And let me be clear about this. Tim Legler is one of my favorites, too. Like, I love Tim Legler. I saw Tim Legler at NBA Summer League. And I said, hey, you know, Tim, I'm a fan, man. I met you before. It's been a few years, whatever. But, you know, I work with Chad Hartman. Oh, you should have seen the look on his face. Look, the very first time that I met Tim Legler was years ago, back when it was KG. It was the year that we went to the Western Conference Finals. And we lost to the Lakers.
04, right?
And 04, 04. I think it was 04. And I remember meeting him up in the, at the time we had it was called Escape, was the name of the club. It was on Block E. And it was the series in which we were facing the Sacramento Kings. Because I remember the Maloof brothers were in the building.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I got a chance to talk to Legler a little bit and all that stuff. But anyway. And I'm not sure if Chad was there that night or what. But to make a long story short, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. But Doris Burke, I'm a fan. She's phenomenal at her job. And I just don't understand why they're demoting her. I really don't.
It's kind of, I mean, after you've done it for a couple of years, you would think if there were any sort of issues or concerns about the performance, they would have done it after year one. It's like, okay, we did it. It didn't work. But I think it's just so hard, because I thought that she worked really well with Mike Breen. I mean, after you get rid of Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, you're trying to figure out who's going to work well with Mike Breen. I thought Doris Burke did a really good job. And
absolutely.
I think Richard Jefferson too, a part of that trio. As far as I know, he's going to stay.
He is.
But Doris Burke made it unique. And nothing against Tim Legler, but it's kind of like Tim Legler's just a guy, right? They're just putting him in there. Doris Burke offered something different. And I mean, Tim Legler was a really good player, fantastic shooter.
Absolutely.
I mean, could shoot the hell out of the ball. But at the end of the day, I want something that's going to have a little bit of flavor. I want something that's going to be different from what I've heard. And
she is unique, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and I feel like this is just kind of more of the same, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, in June, The Athletic reported that Burke's spot on ESPN's top NBA team was in jeopardy. Following that report, Burke received praise from Indiana Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Jefferson, her colleague, who wore a shirt in support of her at the Women's College World Series. So there have been some rumblings that maybe something was up, but this just bugs me, man. I mean, look, I'm not going to lose sleep over tonight. It is what it is, but it is frustrating that when you see a woman who is so damn good at her job and she is a trailblazer, after a couple of years, just kind of get pushed aside. And she's going to now regularly work with Dave Pasch.
I mean, Dave Pasch is good.
He's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not working the A squad with Mike Breen. I mean, she's a 60-year-old woman, and you're right. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. At the end of the day, ESPN is going to do what they feel is in their best interest. But, man, you just feel like the optics are not good with this. And when you've got support from Rick Carlisle and other, you know, it's not like I haven't heard anybody openly complaining or, you know, asking about, you know, why is Doris Burke doing it? I know that there are some people that are like you said, well, she's a woman. Why is she doing this? It's a high profile job. I don't know if that came into it, but when you've got support from the league and coaches, it just kind of makes you wonder what's really the end game. What's the play here?
Yeah, I just it sucks. Like I said, you know, it's not as though like I'm not going to watch ESPN or I'm not going to watch. I love Tim Legler.
You're going to boycott ESPN.
He's phenomenal. But I just this one I don't get. Like I understand that you know there are a lot of guys out there that they don't want to hear a woman talk sports. Like really,
hey,
Mina Kimes is unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you're not...
But you got guys out there that don't like Mina Kimes.
Oh, if you ain't a smoke show, you got to go. You know? I don't care,
no,
man.
No, I don't it's not even a smoke... Mina Kimes is attractive.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, there are some...
Attractive or unattractive. There are certain guys that just don't want
to
hear a
woman
talk sports.
They don't like women out there, yeah.
It could be Lucy Liu. It could be Halle Berry. It could be... Who's the woman with the golf thing? Paige... Spiritak or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they just, they're like, okay, yeah, she's attractive. I don't want to listen to her talk.
There are guys out there that don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of talking.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, hell. What? What are we talking about? Go, dudes. Go, dudes. It's a man thing.
Oh, man.
Ziggy Zuggy, Ziggy Zuggy. Oi, oi. Wasn't that the man show with Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel years ago? That was, you look back on it and you're like, that was sexist. But. You know, hey, man, I don't want no chicks on my TV.
I love Doris Burke. Need to get her on the show.
She's all right. She's all right.
Coming up next, we've got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to headlines.
Yay! Headlines.
We haven't had... Well, when the Twins are playing, we have less full shows, which means less headlines and less word on the street. But nonetheless, we're winding down the Twins season, which means that we will have headlines every single night, and we will have word on the street on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
More work for your boy Tubbsy, but you know what? That's okay. I dig the bits. Hey,
you can do it. Put your back into it.
You can do it. Put your ass into it. You can do it. Put your ass up and hurrah. All right. Hey, investigators, we're examining the videos, the writings, and the movements of the shooter who fired through the windows of the Catholic Church in Minneapolis, killing the two children and wounding 17 for connections to the church and its school because they want to understand the motivation for the attack. Now, armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, 23-year-old Robin Westman shot dozens of rounds yesterday morning towards the children sitting in the pews during the Mass at the Annunciation Catholic Church. FBI Director Kash Patel said the shooting is being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. According to a 2021 Facebook post, Westman's mother had worked at the church for 5 years, retiring that same year, and Robin Westman had attended the church and had been enrolled at the school. Now, Brian O'Hara, Minneapolis police chief, said they had not determined a motive for the bloodshed outside of hate. The chief said, however, investigators were examining the social media post that appeared to show the shooter at the scene. He said a wooden plank was placed to barricade some of the side doors and authorities found a smoke bomb at the scene. On a YouTube channel titled Robin W., the alleged shooter released at least two videos before the channel was taken down. And one, the alleged shooter shows a bunch of weapons and ammunition, some with the phrases, quote, as kill Donald Trump and where is your God written on them. A second video shows the alleged shooter pointing to two outside windows in what appears to be a drawing of the church, then stabbing it with a long knife. In one video, the alleged shooter mentioned traveling to the nation's largest gun show in Las Vegas and meeting Texas congressional candidate and gun rights activist Brandon Herrera, who's amassed a large following on YouTube as the AK guy. The police chief said Westman did not have an extensive known criminal history and is believed to have acted alone.
This is just deranged, just hate in his heart. It's super sad, dude. And it runs the spectrum of... He's talking about kill Donald Trump. He was anti-Hispanics, anti-black.
Anti-Semitic.
Had it out for these kids. where is your God? What? Like, he hated everything. This man was filled with hate.
A lot of hatred towards everybody. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook has sued the Trump administration in an effort to overturn the president's attempt to fire her, launching an unprecedented legal battle that could significantly reshape the Fed's longstanding political independence. Now, no president has sought to fire a Fed governor in the institution's 112-year history until Trump posted a letter on his Truth Social media platform late Monday night saying that Cook was fired.
And he can't.
Trump said the reason for her removal were allegations that she committed mortgage fraud in 2021 before she was appointed to the board. Now, the Supreme Court has signaled that the president can't fire Fed officials over policy differences, but he can do, quote, for cause, typically meaning misconduct or neglect of duty. Now, most legal experts say that for cause removal requires some sort of process that would allow Cook to respond to the charges, which hasn't happened. Cook has not been charged with any crime. Now, those attacks have opened up the White House to criticism that its firing of Cook over the alleged mortgage fraud is just a pretext to open up another seat on the board for Trump loyalists. Trump has said he will only appoint people to the Fed who support lower rates.
Yeah, that this is, he doesn't have the standing in the right to fire her. And people need to understand that. Like, oh, he has, he can do it. No. They're independent. They're independent of, you know what I'm saying? So knock it off. So we'll see how this shakes out. But man, this guy is on a rampage.
It's funny that people are upset over alleged mortgage fraud from somebody that they just realized existed a week ago when you're supporting someone who has been convicted of fraud. So are we pro-fraud or are we against fraud? Because I need to know, because it depends on whether or not you support the president or not. There's my public service announcement. Do with that what you will. Hey, a Taco Bell is restarting its 21st century with the return of five popular food items from the year 2000. Fast food giant announced its new decades Y2K menu on August 28th, which is today, treating longtime customers to a Baja blast from the past. Now, starting on September 8th, which is ironically my wife's birthday, customers can once again enjoy the double-decker taco, seven-layer burrito, a chili cheese burrito, and more on the menus nationwide. Restaurant chain. It's also adding a $9 Discovery Lux box that comes with a soft drink, two Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, nachos, and a Crunchwrap Supreme, which launched in the 2000s. Now, not only that, but Taco Bell has launched its initial decades menu last fall, bringing back five items for a limited time that represented different decades, starting from the 60s. Representing the 2000s was the Caramel Apple Empanada, which is also returning in the new Y2K version of the menu.
What is your favorite nostalgia item from Taco Bell?
But I would have to say probably the... I did like the seven-layer burrito, but I would rather have the nostalgic prices. Give me the nostalgic
prices. The chili cheese burrito is my favorite, and closely behind that, I love the Mexi-Mel.
Mexi-Mel was good.
Mexi-Mel was good. But by the way, they're talking about September the 8th, and they're talking about, you know, menus nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
The chili cheese burrito is already available, like every single day.
Really? Okay.
At least at the one on 394 in Louisiana, that one right there next to the Menards of St. Louis Park. Every single, that's like the thing there, for me at least.
Okay. See, I pass that one every single night on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to stop, but I know that if I stop, I'm going to be in that line for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's not true at all.
And I, okay, every time I see it, it always
looks
so busy.
That's the only Taco Bell I go to.
Really?
The only one, yeah. I don't go to any other one.
Okay. Because, yeah, Taco Bell is incredibly underrated. I like Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Hey, Taco Bell, if y'all want somebody to endorse your product, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Me and Tubbsy, we can tag team it. Taco Bell. Taco Bell tag team.
Yo, quiero Taco Bell. Tubbsy Lake tag team. Taco Bell. Let's do it.
Coming up next, a final game day for the legendary Lee Corso. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.